Sound speed. That was a good one.
Well, Leonard's back. Leonard's back. Leonard's back. Leonard's back.
Yay.
Leonard's back.
That's my back.
And we're so glad because all I had to do today was set up a camera.
It's true.
Yay.
Yeah. It feels good to be back. It feels good to be home. I listened to your and Zave's podcast and I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, good.
Ooh, this is the new tripod from Evan and Colleen.
Yeah, it's so standing like so level.
Carbon fiber bottom. Fancy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We got a lot to say.
How do we do intros? I kind of forgot.
Well, you just kind of like put the music in wherever you feel like it. Oh my god, I got water on my notebook. Okay. Okay, high and low of the week.
High and low of the week. Okay, I was obviously away for the week, and I had a phenomenal time at Brant Lake. So do I give you like my specific high at Brant Lake?
Well, it's for the week, so if that's your high.
I guess it is. Oh, heavens. I really felt like the last practice on Thursday morning was just like a click, like it clicked for us as a team. We did like a walkthrough and it felt really good to just see all of it get put together. That was really nice. I mean, we did a bunch of other fun stuff that was like a separate high, but for the purposes of the camp, that made a lot of sense to me.
Are you flexing right now?
No.
Oh. Sorry, distracted by biceps. Okay, what was your low?
I mean, I am holding this. Let's see. The low was the bus ride there.
Naturally.
And or the bus ride back.
It was a long trip.
And or the Uber home.
You and an Uber just...
I hate vehicles.
That's so sad because I love a car.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine driving one though. So that's a different thing.
This is true.
So that works out. This is true. Okay. How about you? High and low? Now, is your high and low from Wednesday pretty much because you kind of snuck in a bonus episode?
I don't know. I mean, my high is like Zave being here and someone being here while you were.
Yeah, that works.
You were gone because I would have gone crazy.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, I'm thrilled that he was here because honest to God, I do think he would have gone nuts. So
I literally would have lost it.
Especially because of my lack of communication over the week. Like we averaged like two sentences over text and then maybe a phone call a day.
If that. If which that. Is like not which is the actually, issue. Yeah, like it's not. That's like not what would have made me go crazy.
Right.
Just the fact that like if no one was here, everyone on my contacts list would have gotten at least four phone calls like I.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so high was that Zave was here.
Yeah, and I wrote that I just had like a great month. This was a great month.
Yeah, this was a great month. Boy, so much excitement happening this month.
Yeah. We did so much stuff.
And like September is going to be a bunch of new stuff too.
Yeah. Just more stuff.
Just more stuff.
My low is that I have no money. Let's be clear. But mostly in like the job sense, like I really, really wanted like mid August to like have gotten something, been trained. And so then I have like at least like one paycheck going into internship, but that's not the case. But
it's
I have
coming.
Some babysitting gigs. And
I mean, you do have gigs.
It's fine.
And you do have interviews and you have all that. So it's just like a week and a half later than you'd want it to be.
Yeah.
Which is really not bad at all. The fact that you're getting stuff now is actually awesome. And the babysitting gigs, I think, are going to start pouring in for you.
Yeah, especially because school's starting.
You're going to start averaging like two times a week, and then maybe it's even like...
I mean, I hope so.
That's pretty good money, two times a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just already like... I don't know. life is so overwhelming.
Sure.
I can't do it. But yeah. Not bad highs and lows.
No, really, truly. It's been a great month. Maybe we do like a month special because this is our last one of the month.
What would be special?
I don't know. Like, what was your high of the month? But we would have to remember so many things. We had so much this month.
Yeah.
Let me think of one.
I think the Broadway shows are my high.
I was just thinking that while I was cleaning dishes this morning. I was like, man, I really want to go to see another Broadway show.
Yeah.
I love those. Going into the city.
I want to take you to Gatsby so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go to Gatsby. That sounds... Oh, and I love that movie.
Yeah, we'll go next month because yeah. We'll have more money.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I think that's a fair high is just going down to Broadway and enjoying like drinks and then going to watch.
Yeah, we've made it like a cute date night.
Yeah, it's been like fun. We've had a lot of date nights. We've been doing pretty damn
good.
We've had
so many.
And we have though. I mean, honestly, we really have been doing good.
Every day is date night.
It kind of is. We were playing dominoes last night by candlelight.
Oh my God, we had to.
We played dominoes by candlelight and
we had
it was
to call
so
my auntie to help get the rules.
Honestly, that was a secret high too. I love that. That was so fun. Like I wasn't feeling video games. I wasn't feeling TV. I was feeling cards, but dominoes just hit a chord that was just right on the money where you have to do a little bit of math, a little bit of strategy.
It's true.
But it's like not all up to you.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
We'll definitely be playing probably tonight.
Probably.
Okay, our updates. I officially got into the Jackson Heights Orchestra.
Yes, dude.
Leonard has to work on getting a response, but like I'm just going to bring him to the first rehearsal. And
when does that happen? The best.
October or something.
Maybe I'll just follow up with her just because I did send it and she requested to view it like 5,000 times and I gave her that viewership, but she never replied.
Oh.
So I'm thinking maybe I wasn't good enough.
But like... I don't know, a community orchestra that turns down someone.
I don't think.
Come on now.
I agree.
Come on now.
I mean, I'm not the best, but I'm not the worst.
Anyways, I'm going to put those dates in my calendar. I'm excited for that.
Dude, I can't wait. I hope I get into that too. That'd be so fun for us.
I miss playing my cello.
Yeah, I miss playing timpani. I miss playing bass. I miss playing percussion.
I like want to play it again.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's good. I know I like... jump scared everyone and said my grandma was dying and then said nothing else about it. So I wanted to tell everyone that she was like in SF for a little bit at a hospital. My dad was going up and down, but now she's back in Clovis, like near my parents. She's stabilized for now. Dad can visit her. She's like at like a care facility, but not like higher, just kind of like mid-level. And so we're just hoping she gets better so she can go back home and like be in the comfort of her home, but she's good for now. So okay. I wanted to update everyone on that and say thank you to everyone who like checked in. That was so nice of them.
Yeah.
To make sure I was okay.
Good news there. That's awesome.
Yeah. Job wise, Van Leeuwen told me no.
Crazy. I can't believe that.
This other restaurant, Tofino's, the one I was kind of talking about was Zave. I got a better offer for hosting at the Bonnie.
You got an interview. It wasn't like interview.
Right. And so I kind of told Tofino's like, hi, I'm like still looking around. I don't really know yet. But the man who stood me up multiple times was like, let me know if you have holes in your schedule.
Yeah. Or like I'm whatever. Actually really surprised you said that, but that's awesome.
So maybe they need
things.
Help no matter what. I don't know. But that's good in case this doesn't work out, then I'll just be like, actually,
I really hope Bonnie works out. I think that'd be so cool. For the record, Bonnie, I've talked about it many times, but I think it's one of my favorite places so far. It's a little expensive, but I do really like the location. It's very, very close to us, even closer than Ditmars. It's on 23rd.
It's where our parents had date night.
Yeah, their brunch date.
Their brunch date.
Yeah. So that'd be cool.
Yeah. Do you have any updates from last time?
I don't remember what my goals were.
I
remember
need to start writing yours down.
Yeah, that would have been nice. It's okay. You'll get there. I remember that there was one that I had to do and I was like, oh, that's right. I'll remember for the podcast. But sadly,
he has forgotten.
I have forgotten. So I apologize.
Oh, I figured out. Wait, I can say this in sports. My last update is that, yeah, that's sports. Okay. My last update is sleeping wise. We are like almost there.
So close.
I feel like finally the temperature is allowing me to sleep. Not really. I'm not quite there.
Yeah.
There, but I'm doing great, except I'm clenching my jaw really hard.
I've been doing that a lot lately.
Throughout my sleep. So hard that like.
You're sore in the morning?
Yeah, sore in the morning jaw-wise. And I've been wearing my retainers, Mom. Clock it. I've been doing it. Especially when Leonard wasn't here. I just, like, threw him in. Because I sound silly when I... But I was clenching so hard that it hurt so bad. It hurt so bad. So, if anyone... Like, should I get a mouth guard? Tips and tricks from people who do that? I think my mom
actually has tips on that. Because she's a clenched jaw grinder.
Yeah, like, can I put my retainers in and a mouth guard?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does that.
Okay.
Something like it.
The other thing is that I'm bending my wrists at really odd angles and then sleeping on them, so they hurt in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get you some wrist guards and some mouth guards.
I'm just going to be a crazy person.
Might as well just sleep in some football pads while we're at it.
Yeah, that, and I have trouble going to bed, but I need to start getting to bed.
You went out the past two nights I've been here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, really
I think
quickly.
It's just when I'm, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also think
maybe some CBD gummies.
Yeah, could be.
Not THC is the weed, right?
Yeah, so CBD is just a
okay, perfect.
Medicinal, non-mind messer.
And we're on to sports, everyone. Take it away, Leonard. You
this
know
is
what's
me.
Going on.
Okay, the Hawks did not have a preseason game given, this is the Seattle Seahawks, given that they have their first game on the 7th of September. NFL will be starting. What the hell was that?
I was just cheering.
Oh, that was a woo. That scared the bejesus out of me.
Okay.
NFL starts on Thursday, folks. And that's Dallas versus the Eagles. Now, I have entered with my... Spokane friends, what's it called? A one and done. Like, you pick one team out of all the teams to lose once a week, but you can never pick that team again to lose. So
I don't like that.
Right. So this week I'm trying to decide on who we want to pick. I'm feeling like Cleveland Browns. I feel like it's a pretty easy loss. I'm thinking maybe the Carolina Panthers against the Jaguars, where that's a risk. I'm thinking the Giants against Washington Commanders makes sense that they would lose.
You think the Giants are going to lose?
The Washington Commanders are looking actually pretty youthful and pretty solid.
Wow.
And the Giants are still trying to figure out who their quarterback is. They didn't really touch their defense all that much, so I don't know if they're really going to be that much better this year. But they're working at it. So hopefully.
How do you know these things?
How do I know these things? I spend like 99% of the time on my phone just looking at football and soccer videos and like.
Yeah, see, my sports update is that I want to tell everyone on the Cox adjacent fantasy team that I did not mean to pick up my handcuff that early. My iPad glitched, and so it got rid of one of. Like, I was trying to press this other running back, and I didn't. And so that's why
Who are you trying to grab? Do you remember?
Nope, but that's why
I honestly think you tried to grab Tony Pollard. I recall you trying to grab Tony Pollard, because you also had Tajay Spears.
Yeah, that's why my running back team is looking a little weak, and I'm just going to put that out there, that I was really in it,
yeah,
and it was glitching, okay? Yeah.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst auto pick there.
I know.
Because you queued him up. It's not a bad one.
It was best case.
It was the
handcuff, right. Whatever that means. But
right.
No, I know what that means. Don't worry.
Yeah, you've got that figured out. No, you did a good draft. Have we talked about the draft yet?
No, we haven't.
Oh my gosh! All right.
Who was your first pick, Leonard?
First pick overall. I'm 11th out of 14, and somehow Christian McCaffrey dropped to pick 11 overall, which I am baffled about. So thrilled about my first round Christian McCaffrey. Then. On the snake around, I was really eyeing and reaching for Chase Brown, but I already had a running back, so I was really beside myself. I was trying to decide if I wanted to grab Nico Collins over Chase Brown. You know, Christian McCaffrey, Nico Collins would be a pretty deadly combo, but
of course,
my gut told me I needed to grab Chase Brown. So I have literally probably will be knocking on wood here. Hold on. I bet you will be the 1 and 2 running back of the year. I can't believe that I have them.
I don't.
They're going to be insane. I really like my team. My wide receivers are questionable. I feel good about it. I think, and then Drake May has to clean up. Drake May has to be a solid quarterback for me to win it this year. If he's not there, then I'm going to have to get lucky somewhere else. But I feel good about the draft. I actually think, even though my dad drafted Lamar Jackson first round, which I thought was funny, his team actually isn't that bad. Usually his team's worse, so shout out to Tim. I think that team's not that bad. I actually think Tim's team is better than my mom's team.
Oh, now you're going to get 2 phone calls.
Other than that, I think me and Terry and Evan, we all have pretty identical teams in general.
And Hasina has the best one. Thanks,
honestly,
Lee.
Your team is good. I honestly think you're in the same caliber as us. I think Spencer Babineau has the worst team of us all.
Oh.
His team looks pretty bad, and I don't know why. He's just really going heavy on some risky plays that I don't agree with. But so that's NFL. So tune in on Thursday for the first
No. Yeah, so starting this Thursday, my life ends.
Yeah, today, Sunday, is the last Sunday.
And so, just leave me a comment on what I should learn to do. But I've decided that if I make playoffs, what date will that fall around? Will it be like Thanksgiving-ish?
No, that'd be December.
Like, we won't know until December?
We won't know until December. I mean, you could know that you might have a chance in Thanksgiving, but we'll be entering like week 10 or 11 around Thanksgiving. So there's 14 weeks. I think it's gonna be too close. So I think once
this ruins
what's
my
the
plan.
Month before December?
November.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I said that.
Let me think then for a second. No, I'm pretty sure playoffs are decided like right in that area, like the turnover into December 1st.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's I think December 1st to 7th.
We might both be wrong.
No, it's around there. It's playoff time.
Okay, well, what I want if I make playoffs.
Yeah, because the championship is just like Christmas Day almost. Like, it's really close to that day. It's a championship.
Okay, what I want if I make playoffs.
Oh, that's right. That's what you were thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. This is my last update from last week, is that I've decided that if I make playoffs, Leonard has to wear pink or green, and we have to go see Wicked for Good, the second installment, and he has to buy me a slushie.
But what if I make playoffs? I feel like that makes sense if I don't make playoffs. But if I make playoffs, I don't want to embarrass myself because I'm also in playoffs.
Why would that be embarrassing? That's just like loving,
right.
supporting
I mean, I'm
your
in.
Girlfriend.
You're right.
Who's
I'm
supporting
in.
Your
you're
wants.
You're absolutely right.
By being in your fantasy team.
Well, I thought you wanted to be in it. Didn't you want to do it?
Well, yeah, for you.
Okay. So if I wasn't in it, you wouldn't do it?
No.
I guess that makes sense. Hopefully that answer changes next year, though. I think you're going to be. I hope your answer will change next year.
No, it's because you're like, it's a hobby that you're like passionate about.
It's true.
And you like.
I do like.
So I'm trying to like learn about it in you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll wear pink.
I'm awesome.
And I'll buy you a slushie.
And our movie tickets.
Oh, jeez. Maybe I'll rely on the podcast for that. Guys, help me out. Please.
It's okay. We still have freaking 12 weeks to get through, so.
Yeah. Don't act so sad about that. We get 12 weeks of football.
No, I just can't.
I did just buy Red Zone also.
Oh my God.
I did just buy Red Zone. So $80 a year, which is actually incredible. But there's this hot take for those who are, this is a big NFL segment. I'm sorry for those who don't care. But there's commercials now for Red Zone apparently. And I want to blow my brains out if it interferes with, I mean, the slogan of Red Zone is, 7 hours of commercial-free football. But now they're adding commercials.
Well, they have to make money.
No. They make money by me paying them $80 a year.
Okay. Guys, if you don't know, Red Zone is like this I was like, what's Red Zone? And I first got
a glimpse
into it when I would drive 6+ hours to go see Leonard in LA, and then we would spend all Sunday on his bed watching football.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Don't worry, we with full consent from me, but what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So Red Zone is just basically like every possible game that could be playing at that moment is all on your screen. So it goes from like one game to like 2 split screen. They might go to 4. They might go to 8. And that's called something special. And it might go back to 4.
The Octobox.
Yeah. Then it might go back. It might 6, 4, 2, 1. And it's just literally constant stream.
Shout out to Scott Hansen.
And it would be Leonard looking at his fantasy team going like, okay, okay. Now, I hope they show blah, 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 blah. And then it would like go to that game. He's like, oh, good. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I just, oh.
There's a lot of games that play at the same time. And I want to watch all of the games. So this is the perfect solution for that. It's awesome. But if they throw commercials into it, then I don't get to watch any games. So I'm going to hurl myself into the TV if that's the case. Now, what I'm guessing is going to happen is they're just going to do like a small commercial screen in the corner, or they'll just put the games in the corner, but they'll still be playing so I could still see. So it wouldn't be the end of the world, but it would be frustrating.
First world problems over here.
No, that's like a gajillion world problems.
So my last thing about sports, we can like add in time brackets for people who don't want to be listening to this, but my last thing
that's a great idea.
Yeah, add in like segments.
Yeah, so that way they can skip over my nonsense of NFL.
Yeah, but some people want to, some people don't, whatever. My last thing is that I don't understand how to become better at knowing facts about football. Like, I understand that part of it is watching, but I really want a way to like know things without just having to like watch, because I don't even know who I'm watching. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there should be a way for beginner footballers to like learn more about this, because like even during the draft I was like,
who are you grabbing? Yeah, like why are you grabbing these people?
Yeah, and I just wanted to know why, but then every time I'd ask Leonard, he'd be like, wait, I have to figure out mine. I'm like, yeah, like you're doing this too. So yeah, but it's mostly because I just don't like being bad at things. So if someone could teach me how to get better at knowing
I'm also confused
using an Xbox controller, I'd really appreciate it. Yeah. Those are my two things.
What you mean by like knowing the game, like you need to know the game, or you need to know fantasy football, you need to know positions, players, why you're picking.
Okay,
you.
Well, like for example, one of my players is on IR, so right. I moved him to IR.
You know what IR stands for?
Injury reserve.
Yes, injured reserve.
And so I moved him to my IR spot. Great. I'm up on that. Thank you, Becky. Then I was like, well, who should I pick up?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a couple quarterbacks, there's a couple kickers, there's like defense, but we have 14 person league. So right. It's like deep cuts now. Like it's not like someone up top. So I was like kind of asking Becky, but like it wasn't really making sense. I was like, well, I don't really know who to pick up. And I feel like if I knew more about anything, I would understand like who to get.
Yes. All right, so I would say first up, look at your starting roster and decide where your weakest link is. Now, if you don't really know, just look at projections, I guess, which I hate. But for you, for now, that makes the most sense.
But like what? Like, see, like that doesn't, that makes total sense to me. So why do we hate it?
Well, I don't believe, again, my dad's going to give me a phone call for this, but I don't believe that the projections are correct a lot of the time. I think they're over-projected or under-projected in a lot of different situations. Like, for instance, Kyren Williams, a running back for the LA Rams 2 years ago, was a last pick in the draft. I grabbed him last pick in the draft 2 years ago, and he ended up being a running back, like, 2 overall. Like, he was, like, one of the best running backs in the season. Projections showed that he was a nobody, but then he ended up being a massive somebody, and he was drafted first round this year.
See, but I don't know. I just wish there was like not even freaking AI can tell me like facts about everything. Like I wish someone could just lay it all out, so that way I would know.
Again, as you watch me watch football this year, you will way better understand your team and understand how it works. I bet you it takes you 2 to 3 weeks to understand it.
I don't know. I just don't like not knowing.
I mean, that's fair. I like that you want to win, so that works out.
Perfect.
Yeah. The Nighthawks have a game on Wednesday, very first game. We're excited. Our team looks great. I had a lot of one-on-ones with the girls this week, and they all thought that they would be worse than they are because they lost a lot of seniors this year. But they're surprised that they're good, and I'm happy that they feel that way, and I am so nervous and excited about Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm going to go, hopefully. I mean, I don't have anything else to do right now, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Coach Cox.
Yeah. It is funny to hear Coach Cox. I mean, it's like, some of them call me Coach Leo. Most of them call me Coach Cox. It's kind of fun.
He's so excited.
I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it.
I think the last thing we need to say is that at this, well, I'm going to like, I don't know. I have to remind Leonard of some things later on in segments, but Leonard came home with a trash bag. He came home with a backpack on his back and a trash bag walking up the stairs. He was like, can you let me in? My keys are really buried. I was like, sure. Walks in with a trash bag. And in this trash bag are two REI, like,
you know,
really
what?
Nice.
Yes. I got two very nice sleeping bags. But given that this is a public podcast.
Oh, he wants to be. I was just going to say, I was really glad that we now have sleeping bags.
Yes, I am thrilled we have sleeping bags.
That's, I wasn't going to disclose. Understand. Yeah.
But I'm a little worried about it now.
Oh.
Because, you know, people dig. I heard that they were like, you want to know what my favorite podcast is? Leonard's Flick Fix. So I knew that they're eavesdropping.
Oh.
Yeah.
The girls are listening.
I think they're listening.
Well.
So,
whatever.
Sorry about that. I know that's a fun segment.
It was.
It would have been.
I'll just call my mom.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sup, dorks. We haven't gotten any more mail or donations since our bonus episode, but we just want to come on here and say that after reviewing what everyone has given us during August, we are just so grateful and thankful for every single gift. And yeah, if you feel so generous in the month of September, you know, my Venmo is always open at Hasina T, and our Amazon registry is stocked. Don't you worry. Links in our bio. Check it out. Thanks. Okay, moving on. Internship. I start not this Monday when this comes out, but the next Monday. So two more episodes with no updates, and then there'll be a bunch.
There'll be a bunch. They're on the calendar. A bunch of eyes on the calendar.
Yeah, I put... Leonard was like, you don't have to write every day you have an internship. And I was like, yes, I do.
Wrote it every single day.
Yes, I do. Because I have to see it mm-hmm. on the calendar. Yeah, I start the 8th. That'll be lit. Still don't have my badge, but I emailed like 3 times, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Snacks and sips.
Snips and snaps.
Leonard said he was eating good at this camp.
Oh, man. I mean, I didn't have to pay for the meals, so that's good for me. But I, yeah,
oh, were
breakfast.
They not, like, yummy?
I mean, they were fine. It was like what you would expect a school lunch to be.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't anything horribly special. Some things were really good. Some things were pretty okay. Salad bar was great. I had, like, 2 things of salad every day.
Yeah. Look at you, healthy.
I know. I always love a good salad bar. I go between blue cheese and Caesar dressing, throw some chicken on top of some salad, put some sesame seeds on that for some health. It's good stuff.
I love Leonard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote down that we bought groceries. So
no.
We have meals planned.
We do. We're prepped
for the week.
Oh, I forgot to mention that the Astoria Market has $9 frozen salmon. Like, a pretty solid amount of it too.
Like, big?
Yeah, it looks pretty okay.
Okay.
So if we do want to end up doing more salmon, we'll just go there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're gonna cook some salmon this week.
Yep, we got salmon on the list. We got tortellini. Sorry, I got a comment that I'm not supposed to be using my... Don't laugh. Deep don't voice. Laugh. Okay, so that way when Evan turns it up...
Oh, yeah, he doesn't
bust up speaker. My deep, sexy voice. She laughed, but she put the mic away.
Sorry, yeah, sorry, Evan.
Sorry about that, pal.
Doing better at using your normal voice.
I tried. This one I had it in the back of my brain this whole time.
Yeah, okay, good. Mike and Frankie had a little like get together yesterday.
Yeah.
It was super fun. Yeah. Mike made this homemade it, right? It's like buffalo dip.
I think so.
He was like, oh, it's just, you know, white chicken meat and cream cheese and cottage.
It was really good.
We ate it all.
Yeah. Basically. And it's honestly a little spicy and I kept eating it. So it's true. If that shows how good it was.
And like fruit and they had like tomato mozzarella salad.
And then simple basil. Hot dogs and chicken dogs
they got
for dinner.
Chicken dogs. That was so nice of them.
Yeah.
It was yummy. And we like met their little, well, Leonard already knew them,
right.
And it's not little, but I had not met any of their, like, Astoria people besides one of their friends or two of their friends,
mm-hmm.
So it was nice to meet everyone, and they brought their kids.
Yeah, Hasina was in heaven.
I was loving it. Leonard went home and napped because just sitting there just tired him out.
It was too much for me.
But I'm
not there yet. I thought I was there, but I'm not there. Like, watching a potty train kid just try to pee in a plastic bag and...
Oh, my
one
God.
One of them vomiting up on the... I just was like, I couldn't do it.
Well, one's like a 10-month-old little baby, and I'm babysitting him
just
tonight.
Just a wee lad.
And he was just chill. He was just there, but like 10-month-olds don't care if their bottle's spilling down their chin. Like,
right.
They're just trying to eat that.
Right.
And the other is like a, what is she, one, two?
I don't know. I don't know ages. I don't know how things work.
Toddler, like barely potty training. And I was like, at home because we had potties all over the house and they would just run around and pee in whatever one.
Yeah, see, that's just not something I'm looking forward to yet.
And she like tried some watermelon and didn't like it and like spit it out, and then her mom just like ate it and Leonard was throwing a fit. But that's how I was raised. So I was right at home.
Can't do that.
So it was funny to see the difference because I was loving it. What else did we do? Oh, Zave and I went to Ray's Pizza. It's on my Belly app. That was yummy. I want to say that we had one milkshake with Leonard at Van Leeuwen.
It was very subpar.
$11 for milk.
It was literally just put milk in it, and then they might have accidentally dropped ice cream in there.
No, she made it so bad.
It was so bad.
But then Zave and I had another milkshake at Coney Island for $8. That was bigger than the Van Leeuwen one, and it was so much better, and it was cookie
dough. We should go to Tasty's and see how their milkshakes are.
We already had one.
Was it good?
With your grandparents, remember?
Was it good? I'm trying to remember
if it was.
It was okay, I think. I'm trying to remember. I feel like I haven't had a really good milkshake in New York yet, and it's kind of pissing me off. I don't think I have.
I have.
Yeah, so I got to go to Coney Island, a freaking hour and a half sub over there.
Oh, freaking...
Crazy, dude. I kind of did that.
Zave and I went to Acento's and had nachos. That was yummy.
Is that on Ditmars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place that we went with your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place.
It was. They have a good happy hour, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Olive Garden.
You did go to Olive Garden.
That's
all right.
We've really been to.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, slow snacks and sips day, but... We've
been saving our money a little bit, I think, is really what it is. And I wasn't around.
Yeah,
this
we're buckling down. Yeah. At least I
do think it's going to turn into dry September, though. I'm pretty sure we're going to go sober for a month.
Yeah, I am.
So.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Be at my peak for the start of this.
I think that's a great idea. I'm also going to work on not touching my phone first thing out of bed. I don't typically do that a lot, but I want to make sure that I solidify that every month. Like, I want to, like, grab water and drink water and just, like, wake up without my phone for, like, at least 5 minutes. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that we don't do at all anymore. What else? Maybe we should do, like, a self-improvement part of this thing.
September self-improvement?
Yeah.
We'll make a little chart.
That's not a bad idea. We'll
love a chart.
Yeah, we do a weekly check-in to see if we're doing good. Like, yours is stay dry. Mine is to not be on my phone in the morning and... What is another one I could do that's a little harder? I'm trying to decide if I want to do dry September or not. I haven't quite decided on that yet.
I don't know. Every Sunday we've been doing like
chores and cleaning up.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I think we need to split it a little more though, because I already don't want to do it today.
Uh-oh. There's not that much to be done. Just got to vacuum and sweep.
That's not true.
What else
I vacuum every room. I wipe down the bathtub and the toilet inside and out. That's and
nice.
The sink.
That's nice.
I wipe down the whole kitchen counter and the stove. Okay. And I vacuum.
Okay.
And I clean the sink, like scrub the sink. And I clean the microwave and the microwave handles and the fridge handles.
I love all of that. If you could keep doing that, that'd
and
be
And the
great.
Front door handle.
If you could keep doing that, that would be super
yeah,
swell.
Yeah, see, we need to split it up because I'm already...
What do you mean split it up? Like me
like
do it?
Like you do some.
Ugh.
You did trash.
But I'm editing the podcast while you're doing this.
And I do the video after I do that.
Yeah.
There's no
How excuse. Is the video going, by the way? Are people watching this?
I don't know. I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. You guys let us know if we're wasting our time with the video or not. Because I didn't even watch Yuren Zave's video. I just listened to it.
Well,
I don't know.
I'll just cry.
No, it's just that I'm just saying we got to ask the audience if it's worth doing the video, because that way, you know, you're saving a lot of time. Doing the video for this is hard stuff.
Hmm.
Did you figure out how to bounce it properly between the two, by the way?
Yeah, I changed the video frame.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. So that wasn't that bad then?
No.
Okay.
This one should work.
Great.
Sorry, that was so boring of us.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing? Sorry, everybody.
We just like got into talking. My bad.
That's pretty much what we do anyways.
Yeah. Artsy fartsy. I told you guys we went to the Natural History Museum and the Cloisters, but we have an appointment to get our New York City non-driver's ID.
Right.
So that we can get into more places for free. So right. That'll be good. I do want to take Leonard to see Great Gatsby, so.
Yeah, I really do want to go there. Hopefully, we could just win a lottery on it and just go then.
Yeah, but rush tickets are only $80 for everyone, for both of us.
So 40 each.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think the lottery could be cheaper, but we'll
figure
that out.
I think so.
Could be.
I looked with Zave. It was more.
Okay. All right. Well.
It was more.
All right. I believe you.
And I'm going to join a book club.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I'm really excited. I need to read the book. I've read one of the books they're discussing. So that's good. I have like one. And it was so funny. I was texting, girl, thank you, Bella, for the friend help. It's like Bella's friend that I texted. But I was texting her and she was like, yeah, we're reading The Wedding People. And we read Done and Dusted. But I just want to let you know, like, we did it because the cover looked like silly, goofy, but it's pretty explicit.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, I've already read it, but... I'll get on reading The Wedding People.
Nice.
And she was like, okay, great. Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, Leonard has some art to share, because not only did we record his audiobook, he was a stand-up comedian at camp. And I think you should tell the people what that entailed.
I mean, listen, Brant Lake was super fun. It's a sports academy camp. So on top of all the sports, the... people who run it were doing a great job, and one of the games was I believe this was our second night there. The goal was to grab 6 random items in your cabin per team. So our soccer girls grabbed 6 random items. That included a stand-up mirror, a couch,
a
mattress.
A couch?
Yes, they went wacky with it, and a police badge.
Oh, is that why you're detective,
yeah.
Whatever?
Fred Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so once that happened, we got up in our sections, and then the leader was like, okay, you have to ask one of your coaches to act out a story that you come up with all 6 items that you've brought. So all 19 of my girls just start swarming around me. They're like, Coach Cox, you're doing this. And then I go up there. And then, like, all of them are, like, yelling at me about different storylines and all this and all this. And they're, like, going nuts. So I'm going, all right, listen, stop. So they all stop. And I go, y'all's come up. We have 15 minutes for this whole thing to go through. So it's, like, you guys take 5 minutes and agree as one to make a story. I'm going to go sit on this thing and just take a moment, because I know this is about to be a crazy hour. So I go sit away from them. They figure it all out. And I now have a storyline of I'm a detective from the NYPD, Fred Ferdinand, and they want me to use accents and in like a bunch of different accents, not just one accent. They want me to just do accents randomly throughout the scene. And so I'm like a New York detective who like discovers a murder with all these weird items that I have, and it's very funny. And there's some inside jokes about, like, on our way over to camp, there was a downed power line on the highway. And we could see it, like, right in front of us. So we missed, we could have gotten out of the traffic by, like, 10 seconds earlier. But, so there was, like, inside jokes about that in my skit. And I don't know. I was just being funny, I guess. And
they loved him and they loved it.
I mean, supposedly everyone was cracking up. I was so into my character, I didn't really see, but the athletic director was leaving because she was like crying or something. I don't know. Very funny. I enjoyed doing it. I didn't actually end up winning, but I feel like everyone came up to me and said that I should have won. I lost to Leonard's Love Island scene. Leonard's always a winner. It's true. It's very funny. I had a great time. I mean, truly, it literally was every hour we had something sports or fun related. And the times that you wanted to like sit, we could just sit at the campfire at like 9:30 at night and watch the stars, wait for the girls to go to bed. And then I would go sleep in the hammock outside.
Yeah, he slept outside for 4 days.
45 degree weather. It was pretty cold. But it was really beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. Can't even imagine that. So I would go back there in a heartbeat. It was so much fun. Like, it was so much fun. Anywho, it was
he was giddy fun. Coming home.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, oh my God, we have to go back to this camp. Yeah. And I did this and this and this. And I was like, okay.
Well, they offered me like a full time, like a full coaching job there. Like yeah. I would be housed enough. And we could get paid and just live on a lake.
If you get one coach. More job, I'll lose it.
Well, that would be the only job because we would be living in like a remote place.
I'll lose it.
Yeah. fair enough.
I'll lose it.
Yes. So there's my art acting thing.
Yeah. Our last part is culture shock, and I was talking to someone else about this, but there's a lot of discourse, whatever that means, online, if it's even true, about, like, transplants coming to New York City and, like, not putting in the time and effort to, like, give back to the city. And so, basically, I was, like, seeing all these things of, like, transplant correctly, like, volunteer your time, like, do like some sort of like clean up your neighborhood. Like don't just come here and like wreck it all and then leave because like for people this is like home. And like I get it. Like yes, like this is established. Like this is home. Like people came and moved in next to my house in Fresno and then like trashed it and left. I'd be like, what's going on? And so I was like looking for a way to like volunteer. I was like, if I don't have a job, like might as well like work somewhere or like volunteer, like go to the animal shelter. And I like went through all these websites and like looked at all these volunteer opportunities. And then I stopped and I was like, no, no, you are volunteering 3 days a week at Mount Sinai for no money.
You're right.
And you're learning. So really,
you're good.
I think that covers my volunteer.
And I'm
going to
start doing Astoria pickup. So we're really chilling.
Yeah. So I just want everyone to know that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, we're good.
We're aware of our transplant.
Yeah. We're also doing music for free, too. Like, if we're doing the orchestra, we're doing that as a nice charity, as well as your Mount Sinai, as well
I'm
as the
pickup. I'm
aware
of, like, what the discourse means, and I, like, totally agree and support it, but I will not be giving any more free time.
I think we're okay.
To the city.
I think we're good.
That's
I also
my
don't
limit.
Think we're making it trashed. We're keeping our stuff pretty
clean.
I think I had a dream. I littered a Broadway ticket on the floor and I could not let it go. Like last night I had a dream that I like let go of a Broadway ticket on the floor and I like could not let it go.
When we wake up, we always are like, did you have a dream? And it's like, or weird I had dreams. A crazy dream and we like recount them and it's just like stress dreams basically.
Most of them are.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Mine last night was that a bunch of people I knew were jumping off a rock into like the ocean, but it was like a prehistoric ocean and there was a bunch of like deadly animals in the ocean, and even though people kept like jumping in and getting eaten like in cartoons, they just kept doing it. So I just watched
Everyone died.
My friends get eaten.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So on that note.
Happy segments. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I know. I'm not really sure what we talked about. I think I kind of black out when we do this.
I think it was good. Did we hit all the topics you wanted to hit?
We did. It wasn't that exciting, but.
I mean, sometimes you have some dull weeks. I was not here, so that's probably why, you know, because I'm such an exciting guy.
Yeah, I just said it all in Dave's bonus episode.
It's true. Tune into the bonus episode. Keep tuning in. It's very helpful. I will keep you posted on how the Nighthawks do, as well as how the Seattle Seahawks do. Ooh, actually, that'll be next week because they play on Sunday. Yeah. And we would have already recorded by then.
Yeah.
So we're good. Okay. Nighthawks on Wednesday. We're going to go catch a victory. You're going to get a job at Bonnie. What else are we waiting on? I'm going to keep doing my audiobook. I'm going to finish Football Dragon Starts. Fist.
We have dinner with Emily.
There's some stuff coming up.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff. So keep tuning in. Thank you for the people who are Venmoing.
Yeah.
At Hasina T. We added some stuff to the Amazon wish list. Is that right?
Yeah.
Like a speaker, because if I'm making pancakes in the morning like I did yesterday and I'm not listening to Jack Johnson, I don't know what I'm doing.
Make a banana pancakes.
That. So, anything else, dear?
Nope. I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.